I'm pleased that a contractor is expected to be appointed next month to carry out works in Killybegs. It'll be the provision of 120 metres of key space, which is urgently needed. And of course, that's just to make Killybegs stand still. There's a lot more that needs to be done, but in the meantime, that's a welcome development. And the total cost of this phase, including the preparation, that's the permitting and design costs, is $6.5 million. But I met recently with the Killybegs Harbour users, and I believe major investment has to be made in Killybegs, just not for fisheries, but indeed Killybegs could be a harbour that could provide facilities for cruise liners as it is, wind turbine ships, timber ships. In fact, it requires another 250 metres of a pier. And in addition to that, they need a dry dock as well there. All of the boats going out of Killybegs have to go abroad. And last year, over $100 million was spent having works carried out abroad. And not alone for the fish, but indeed for other vessels, Irish vessels, could all come to Killybegs. So it's not just fisheries alone, but the regional enterprise plan for the Northwest to 2020 was launched earlier this year by the Department of Business. And the whole purpose of that is to harness the potential of the blue economy in the Northwest. So I believe now is the time to appoint a consultant to make recommendations going forward.